1 1 2 1 1 2 1 1 1 2 Okay, hello and welcome. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam and Garth. It's Saturday, the 12th of December, 2015. This podcast is available from our website, which is krazfiles.com. Always C-R-A-Z-Z, krazfiles.com. So everything is up there to do with this project. And we're also available over on Facebook and Twitter. The podcasts go up on Facebook each week as well, but also on the main page of our website. So you can subscribe to them via RSS feed, have a look at the older podcasts and go through lots of news links. Check out the website. The podcast is not available anymore over at Podomatic. So I hope all those listeners from Podomatic come over to the website now. It was just getting too expensive over there, so I had to cancel that. And we're also not available on iTunes anymore for the moment, so I'll be working on that. I may redo that feed. But for the moment, the podcast is just up on our website, krazfiles.com. And also, it will go over at Facebook. And as I said, it's all up on the website, so thanks for listening. Okay, we're ready to rumble, and Garth not with us today, got some business on, but David Weiss is here. How you going, David?
I'm doing well. Good day.
Yeah, good to have you again. chatted to you a while ago on the Flat Earth Theory, so that was great, and sparked up a hornet's nest, like smashing a hornet's nest on our Facebook page, so getting people talking, that's great. That's what we like to do, so a lot of people jumped in and we're having comments and wanting to check out more info, so that was a really great show with you. But
did you get many people that were very upset that you were trying to take their ball away?
Yes. Yeah, there was a few people a little bit upset, actually, and some not buying it at all. And the debate just went on there, and a lot of people putting links up, but a lot of people saying it makes sense and asking questions, you know, flight questions, and I noticed this and that, and so it probably caused more sort of controversy than any podcast we've ever done, really, on our Facebook page. So, you know, that was great, actually. I was happy about that.
It's a subject that it's amazing the emotions it pulls out of people. It's amazing that there's so many people that are sort of awake or think they're awake, you know, and I was even in this category, so I'm not, you know, demonizing people where they refuse to look at the evidence. They refuse because it's so ridiculous, and their emotions take over, and they start spewing all of the garbage they've been programmed with their whole life, and they just won't see. And we're having that problem here in the U.S. as along with everywhere else, where other shows that are groundbreaking, you know, awake alternative radio shows, where the host is refusing to look at it and ridicules and mocks it. I even have a challenge out there for one specific host, John B. Wells from Caravan to Midnight, who's been mocking it every day. So I am challenging people to make videos using his voice with all the mocking he does, and I'm giving out a flat earth clock to the winner.
It's crazy.
You can check it out on my YouTube channel, DITRH, which stands for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. DITRH is my YouTube channel. All sorts of great videos there.
Yeah, it's weird. We did talk about that on the Flat Earth show. I mean, you know, I just sort of call myself a researcher, and I like looking at things, and I'm not going to discount anything. And I think any person who says, "Oh, you know, I'm a scientist, and the science is settled," that science has never settled on anything. You know, it's always things to look at and information to go through. But people who nowadays seem to do that, it really, I don't have the time really for them. You know, I can't stand being around people like that that are so close-minded. But, you know, it gets like that. They're brought up a certain way, maybe with certain parents, watch, you know, with the TV, and they just watch the mainstream news. And I think it comes down to fear, David, a lot as well, you know, that challenges them, and they get a little bit scared to sort of step outside the box and look at something different that might be going on, you know, because it does spook them.
Adam, I agree with that sentiment wholeheartedly and fully. But the sad thing is, I was that person. I mean, I'm out there pushing truth on all these other things, and then when people started showing me flat earth stuff, I refused to look for 6 months. I didn't even ridicule it. I just deleted it and refused to look, and then I looked. And it's amazing that people that can put down their egos and look and really look and not just jump to, you know, misconceptions of what it is, then they'll say. So we don't have to talk about the flat earth this entire show, although I could.
Well, the thing is, people won't look, but they'll make up their mind beforehand. You know? And it's like, but you didn't look, you know, and it's, you know, or they'll go to some sites and look at it and just skip over some headings and then come back and say, oh, yeah, that's that rubbish.
Yeah,
and
this
rubbish. I looked. But then when you challenge them, they run away because they didn't look. But it's like, at least look. But anyway, what's good about talking to you is that you're so open-minded and, you know, with all this stuff and your website deep inside therabbithole.com. Yeah, I mean, if people go on there, and I'll put that link up today, you can see, I mean, you've done a lot of 9/11 work there and all sorts of 9/11 stuff, the no planes and directed energy, mind control, it's all on your side. Of course, what we'll talk about, flat earth, you got stuff on cancer, you do the Sandy Hook stuff, which is mind-boggling, you know, all the false flag shootings that are happening. You do the Boston bombing, incredible stuff. And what I'm looking here also, geoengineering, which I wanted to ask you about mainly today. You guys go into crop circles, all sorts of stuff going on. I love this sort of predicted programming and all these, as you say, these mass shootings and psyops that are going on at the moment. We're even getting them in Australia, and they're just it's getting creepy to say the least. But you guys seem to go into this a lot. So if people want to go to that website, and also you guys are on Facebook, you guys aren't just focusing on one thing. It is the rabbit hole.
Yeah, so let me just give everybody a warning before you go. The idea of the website Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole was a place to to put the best videos on each subject. Because, like, if you Google, you know, flat earth, just because we're talking about that, you know, 8 months ago, there were 60,000 videos on YouTube. A month ago, there were 700,000. And then last week, there was over 1.4 million, right? And a lot of the stuff is bad videos. A lot of it is controlled opposition, shill videos. And other stuff of it is amazing. Other videos are just amazing videos. So, you know, we do a lot of research. We try to get the best videos. We try to load them onto a page. So someone says, where can I see more information? Go to Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. Look at Boston. Look at 9/11. Look at the San Bernardino hoax shooting. Look at, you know, and go through those videos and make up your own mind. That's the idea. Don't listen. Don't believe anything, because I'm crazy. I think 9/11, Sandy Hook, Boston, all the current shootings are fake. I think the earth is flat, and I drink turpentine to keep my health well.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist.
I'm crazy. So the warning I give everybody, if you're going to my website to look at Boston or to look at 9/11 or any one of the subjects, when you get there, click on that page and go to that page. Don't read all the headlines, because you'll short circuit and you won't know what to do.
Crazy. And yeah. You've got the Paris hoax up there as well, which is good. Because I was watching the Paris so-called attacks sort of, because we're a day ahead over here in Australia, and they were feeding this stuff.
So you knew about it? You knew about it before it happened? That's awesome. You should call me when you know this stuff, so I can catch it early.
Yeah, I was putting it online, and I guess the Americans, the, you know, friends over there were still maybe asleep or something, but just, well, I was watching it from the moment
no
I sort
intended.
Of...
No pun intended.
I was watching it as soon as it sort of started happening and kept an eye on it for about 3 days. And one thing I noticed is that all the information... like 9/11 seemed to be coming from the same place, and they just kept showing the same pictures. You know, and I did notice more than I'd ever, because you did notice that on 9/11. I mean, all of us were shocked when 9/11 happened. I got up and started watching it, and they were telling you what was happening on all the news channels, you know. But right. They seemed to be being fed from one or maybe two sources, but you know what I mean? They were... the reporters, they were talking in a certain way, they use certain words, and they're telling you on the underbar, as the news headlines keep scrolling around, they're telling you what to see and what to think. And no one's sort of stepping back and going, hang on here. But I noticed that with the Paris attacks, they were really, the media seemed, even in Australia, seemed completely organized and knew what they were going to say. And they were really professionally feeding certain information and showing it on the screen.
Comment on that. Yeah, so I don't know if I mentioned this on the last time, but this is a real big part of how people fall for this crap. It's called trauma-based mind control.
Yes.
You traumatize somebody, their emotional mind takes over their logical mind, they need an explanation for what happens, and then it's fed to them from a trusted source. And that's how and then the narrative is set. You know, like if something magical happens, like something falls off the counter and there's no one else in the room and you're looking over, you think, okay, did the wind hit it? Is the counter tilted? Was it near the edge? Was there a vibration? Was there an earthquake? Did a mouse bump it off? You have to come up with some sort of explanation of what happened. And so when you're traumatized, like, you know, when everyone was watching 9/11 on TV, instantly they're like, the planes fell, you know, the buildings fell because the fires were so hot, and a plane hit the building and the buildings collapsed. They're telling us everything, and they're programming us. It's that simple.
Yeah. And as I said, yeah, I noticed the words they use as well have a big
huge
part of it. Yeah, when the media want to sell something, they use these words. But when you're onto it, it just becomes silly. Because all these false flags right back through history, they seem to be definitely being run by the same people in the same way, and they seem to stick to that method, you know? I think it's that problem reaction solution, isn't it? As you said, they create a problem, the people react, and they offer the solution, and the solution, they always steer you in a way that they want you to go, of course, but the solution always means that we're going to lose more rights and, you know, civil liberties, but they do the same thing all the time, and as you said, it's that that attack that shocks people, and then, you know, then you get all the people laying the flowers, and they really, the media start pulling the heartstrings.
Who laid those flowers?
Yeah, we have it all the time. But who
put the flowers out there? You know, they're so well organized.
It's perfect, isn't it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I really noticed that with more than any other one that I've ever seen. The France one, the French attacks were so pre-organized by the media and what they showed us. And it was just bizarre. And they I don't know, and I can't remember the so-called terrorist that they shot, that they got him and they cornered him heavenly, and all they did is show a building and flashes going off. It sounded like firecrackers. And then they kept showing some bar or something that got shot up, and there was a couple of chairs turned over, and they just showed it for like 4 days over and over, telling you things, but it's like, well, show us something. I'm not seeing anything here. But, you know. Let me
touch on the Paris and I know we want to talk about geoengineering, but I want to touch on Paris and San Bernardino, and the definition of a false flag versus a hoax. A false flag, 9/11 was a false flag, where people died. On a contrived event. A hoax, nobody died. Mm-hmm. A hoax is like a play, and Sandy Hook, Boston. Paris, San Bernardino, those were hoaxes. Nobody died. And now that's a little shocking to some people because they heard stories of people dying. But where did you hear those stories? You heard it from the mainstream media. You heard – then they throw in witnesses. You know, a witness called up and said, well, that's not what I saw. You know, during the event they had, you know, I saw three guys dressed in mercenary outfits, you know, wearing black head to toe. They were white skinned. They appeared to be tall. That's the words. They appeared to have white skin. They appeared to be tall. She's obviously reading from a script. You have a guy wearing a witness wearing a Masonic hat, you know, and everyone's jumping down that red herring. You know, red herring, it leads you down a dead-end hallway. And so all the conspiracy people, the people that think they're awake, they're buying this bullcrap from the mainstream media because it has a conspiratorial twist to it, and they're led away from the truth. And the truth is, it appears that nobody died. I'm 99.999% sure no one died, and there's been no evidence whatsoever that anyone died. As a matter of fact, the evidence shows that it was a skit, a play, a FEMA drill, or whatever you want to call it.
There was I did hear that there was some drills going on in the morning before those attacks that they were called.
Always drills going on.
Yeah, and and I did see a great YouTube clip we put up where there was, and there's some sites showing on the floor like what looked like to be mannequins. I don't know what you think about that. All sorts of weird stuff there. Of course, people claiming that they're hurt. Right. You get the actors claiming they're hurt, but there's no blood, and they're being rushed out again. Plus, they were showing a girl that was seen at like four different events as well, so you get the same.
Let's talk about that. I actually believe that it is the same girl, but you can't prove it, so I don't look at that as I don't look at that as a major thing. But you know, and some people say, why would they use the same actresses? You know, why would they do that? There's a lot of reasons. You know, the reasons is, one, you want to keep the number of people down low. Two, you want to subconsciously link these events together. That's why they use the older Sandy Hook kids at singing at the Super Bowl, where the kids were staring in the faces of these kids remembering Sandy Hook, and those are the kids that died singing at the Super Bowl 2 months later. I mean, they do this because subconsciously you see it, you make the connection. Consciously, you can't even fathom the connection, and your emotions are stirred up, and it's really an energetic draw. If you go to the Paris hoax page on deepinsidetherabbithole.com, the first picture I have there is of the concert arena with all of the dead bodies on the floor. There's like 15, 20 dead bodies on the floor. And what you'll notice is, well, first they blurred it out in the media. This is the unblurred version. Anybody that's laying on their side or on their stomach is resting their head on their arm or on their hand, so not to have it on the dirty floor. And anyone that's laying on their back has their hands thrown up over their head in the, ooh, I'm dead pose. And it's garbage. But even ignoring that, ignoring that ridiculous scene, the dragged blood, which some people say it looks like the all-seeing eye, how did that happen? So, ignoring that, here's a question for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a question for anybody. Is when was this picture taken? Everyone is gone. The theater's empty. There's dead bodies all over the place. There's no doctors. There's no EMTs. There's no crying friends and family. There's no police. There's nothing but a pile of dead bodies and somebody taking pictures. When did that happen? It's not a real scene.
This is an amazing photo you've got up there on the side. I'll post this today. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen that photo before.
But people look at that and then they shut down logical thinking.
Yep.
Their emotional brain takes over and they think about, oh my God, the friends, the family, the moms, the daughters, the children. This is so sad. Where are they? I mean, who were those people with? Did they have friends with them? Did they have family with them? Did they just leave? You know, and no one's coming back in. The shooting's obviously over. You know, who's taking care of these people? Who's checking these people? Did an EMT come in there and say, yeah, they're all dead, and everybody just went home and left them there? I mean, it's an impossible scene.
It
could never happen.
It's like there's
just
one guy.
If you saw a scene in a movie, you would be like, you'd walk out and ask for your money back. You're like, that doesn't make any sense.
It looks like a zombie movie, like at the end of the world, you know?
And well, look how everybody is carefully laying, you know, resting their head on their hands. I mean, it's the biggest joke ever.
Seems like there's an eye there as well.
Somebody did an overlay. It's not even the eye. It's the eye of Horus, where it has the eyebrow over it.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
They
really
did it on 9/11.
Like, doesn't look like
on 9/11. Yeah, on the 9/11, I think it was the first anniversary, they did a ground zero, you know, a little march out, and they walked around this circular thing and made the perfect all-seeing eye right live on television while everyone is remembering it. Because whether you believe in this esoteric, energetic, you know, stuff, doesn't matter, because the people that are running this stuff, the people that are running the show, they know it's true, and they know that our emotions are the energy that they want. They want to keep us in a low vibration of fear, and they feed off that fear energy. And they also know that when we stare at these symbols, symbols have huge meanings that consciously we have no idea over. So we're always staring at the all-seeing eye, the CBS logo, all these logos are energy invoking things that affect our behavior.
Yeah, sucking back that, as you said, that negative energy, that low level vibrational frequency that keeps us in this state. Human
and
fear.
That's just what they feed on.
Keeps
we
us
bolted live.
Down. Yep.
Yeah, we live in the Matrix. The movie with Keanu Reeves was a documentary.
Yep.
We literally live in a Matrix. Now, I don't necessarily think that we're plugged in, living in pods, although I'm not going to rule it out at this point. But they are feeding off of our fear energy. And as long as we are in fear, disconnected from God or from whatever you want to call it from, and letting them get away with this stuff, we are feeding the system. And it's only by becoming aware of this stuff, getting through the grieving process and raising your vibration, will we ever be free.
Yeah. I don't know why I go into it now, but just seems to me if I would look at that, you know, something is feeding on this human fear and this energy, it's taking it. That would imply to me that it isn't human, really. At the end of the day, they're evil men in suits. Okay, they're evil men in suits, but behind that mirror there, it would certainly seem to me that something else, not of this earth, is feeding on human energy, David.
So when let me just slightly adjust that statement a little bit. Humans feed off of other people's energies. You know about the heart energy project. Like, you go into a room, your heart energy affects everybody in that room, back and forth. So we are feeding off of each other's energy, you know, and the distances are greater. I agree that there are some other form of human or entity that is running this fear or using us as a conduit to absorb this energy. And when you say not of this earth, I think they are of this earth. I just think they're from another dimension or layer or outside of the boundaries of the earth that we're allowed to know about.
That's what I think. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. It seems whatever it is, it knows us very well how to dig out those emotions. Because, we could, from what I know, I mean, humans could even be telepathic. I mean, we have that energy conversion, that being able to share with each other. But I think more of a good way. But whatever this is, it seems to be constantly bogging us down in that fear quicksand. We're just constantly, trying to keep our heads above the quicksand from going under, and we're just so bogged down in this. And, these events, as you said just before, when people see that or they're showing that on the news, just these bodies everywhere with this blood splattered everywhere, it has a deep, deep effect, psychologically on people. And as you said, they shut down and they don't look at it. It's like on 9/11, you were being told what was happening. The terrorists did it, the buildings are falling, and you were being led down this path. And then they set up all these groups that if you did ask questions to lead you down other paths. But seems like, David, from what you were saying before, the media are onto this now, and they're getting more cunning and manipulative in the way that they show things to get sort of people who are opening their minds up. They're sort of being able to lead them away as well.
I wouldn't say that the media is getting onto it. I would say that the media is part of it. I mean, the media is owned by the people that are doing this. Now, I'm sure there are people in lower levels on the media that have no idea. They're just fed their lines. They're in a studio. Yeah, here, read this. And they believe it as much as everyone else believes it, but the top people like Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes and, Anderson Cooper, as PK calls them, or Anderson Cooper, these guys are in on it. They know exactly what's going on and, will feed you the garbage, with a straight look on their face.
I think a lot of them are compromised as well, so they take good money, but they're definitely a lot of them are perverts and rapists and pedophiles.
And pedophiles, right? And that's how it's all done. They don't just walk up to somebody and say, hey, do you want to be a crisis actor? I'll give you millions of dollars, and because that person could say no, and then go say, hey, this is what happened to me. They groom these people all the way through their lives. They get them compromised. They get them deeper and deeper. They bring them to pedophilic parties. They video them, and they get them to a point where they could never speak out.
Yeah.
And they, and literally they go all the way up to the point where they're sacrificing children and drinking their blood and eating their heart after petrifying them so it has plenty of adrenaline in it. I mean, that sounds insane, but that's what's going on at high levels inside the power structure of this world we live in.
Yeah, well, that goes on in the Vatican with the Ninth Circle, the sacrifice of children. It's gone back right through history. That's this force again, It's weird. It's right through ancient cultures. They sacrifice, people, women, children, cut their heads off, the blood to the gods. It was always sacrificing to the gods. And I can't think of a god that would want that. I mean, what the hell? What were they sacrificing to? And whatever this thing is, seems to be still here anyway, which is crazy. But going back, I have this question for you. In regards to that hall, the Paris hoax one, was that the concert of the Eagles of Death Metal where they shot all
this? I believe that. Yeah, I believe that's where that was.
Have you been able to look into that at all? Like, because that's a big American band that were playing, and they all claim that these gunmen, Islamic gunmen, came in and started killing people.
So the stories from there, the witnesses from the downstairs, and it's on my Paris page, the witness says that they were down there and telling the story of climbing over dead people. Everyone is covered in blood. I don't know how that happens. But the shooters were upstairs. The woman said downstairs, and the woman that was upstairs said that the shooters were downstairs. So did they just screw up and get their story wrong? Or, again, another red herring for us to argue about where the shooter was, upstairs or downstairs, versus there was no shooter. There was also a caller that said a report that a woman called in, said she was fine, called her mother and father and said she was fine, but then an hour later, she's dead. And again, would an orchestrated event like this, run by the, with the mainstream media complicit, involved, allow something like that to get on the air? No, it's just another reason for us to argue on, the cops did it, the mercenaries did it, the Muslims did it, the shooters were upstairs, the shooters were downstairs, they had these guns, they had no guns. The answer is there were no shooters, there were no witnesses, because it was all a staged event.
Jeez.
No kidding. That's the problem. Exact. I have a show called Truth is Stranger Than Lies with Patricia Steer on talknetwork.com. It's a great alternative, free radio station that anyone can tune into. And there's all different shows, but all of the shows there, people aren't taking that step, and they're buying right into these red herring, dead-end trails to keep the fighting on who did it, how it was done, when the truth is it wasn't done. It didn't happen. It's completely fake. Fake as Sandy Hook. Fake as Boston. You know, for those of you that don't know, they're fake. They're fake.
And you had just had another one, didn't you? What was that one on the highway?
With the San Bernardino? No.
Yes.
Which one? San Bernardino.
Yep.
Yeah, California. Another shooting. And here's the thing. Standard, you know, you ask any EMT, you grab a victim, you get them into an ambulance, and you get them to a hospital, especially when the hospitals are close and there's plenty of ambulances. But instead, they have their entire triage thing set up outside in the parking lot where they're bringing these victims out with their clothes off, you know, shirt off, pants off. They're treating them on the ground, multiple victims. Half the police are walking around with their hands in their pockets. No blood. Just clothes off, you know. We don't see any wounds, and no ambulances flying off to the hospital. Just stories of ambulances flying off, and they're treating them like they're 100 miles from a hospital, and there's no ambulances around. It's every protocol is broken. You know, the video. There's even video where the people are being evacuated from the building, supposedly, you know, and they all have their hands over their head, and you can see them walking across the parking lot, and they're going into the woods. But just before they go in the woods, they all double back and hand in their ID badges to somebody.
Mm.
They're FEMA neck lanyarded ID badges, which during these hoaxes, everybody has an ID badge that defines their role, color coded, and you can see them handing them in, caught on film.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Crikeys.
You know what I think is going to really blow one of these by somebody if they just really, if they can catch it in the act when it's happening? And here's the problem. I think that these things are already done before they report them as live, because, you know, like Boston and Sandy Hook were filmed over several days, green screens and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and just the final touches are done on that day. But if they're actually ever doing a real one and somebody gets wind of it and goes up and has a drone, a good drone with a camera, that could really blow one of these things open, because, you know, people have drones now all over the place, really sophisticated ones. Someone's going to catch something with a drone.
It's like it's almost like a full theater production, you know, just getting ready to go on stage, you know, and all the actors getting their clothes on, getting ready to film, all going on behind the scenes. So do you think that all these attacks, they bring in people as they need them? Do they all work for certain places? Because I know it's a stupid question, but you'd think we're dealing with very evil people who are running this show, and you'd think, well, why wouldn't they just come in and, you know, blow a few people away? They don't care. I mean, as you said, people did die on 9/11. They don't care about a few people dying. I mean, why would they go to all the trouble doing this? It's just a question to you that why would they do that?
Yeah, well, they want us dead, but they're not allowed to kill us. They understand the karmic damage of actually
That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah. I was wondering why that is, why they don't just do it, you know?
They don't, because there's, you know, there. Do you know how many laws do you have in Australia?
God,
how many laws are there in the United States? Well, the real answer is there's two, I think. There's only two, and that is don't kill anybody and don't lie. Basically, those are the laws. Don't get anyone's face. Don't lie. Don't break your contracts. It's all tied together. It's called it's like natural law or whatever. Everything else is just baloney statutes that are put together to run a corporate machine. And that's it. Whatever you're doing, if it's moral, and by moral is it's not interfering with anyone else's freedom to do whatever they want or infringing upon their safety, then it's moral and you can do it. They know the damage that will happen to their soul, for lack of a better word, or, you know, by killing people. George Bush didn't kill anyone during the Iraq War. He got order followers to do it. People that follow orders blindly because they want their paycheck. And so if I told you, hey, you should go kill, is your partner Garth?
Yeah, my father, yeah, Garth.
Yeah, go kill, I want you to go kill Garth. Yeah. And I will give you $1 million. How's that? And you go and kill Garth, and I give you $1 million, it's your problem. It's not my problem. You didn't have to do it. You just took my money. I can give you money to do anything you want, but you broke the karmic law. You know, but they're not paying people $1 million. They're turning them into soldiers. They're doing it for free, and they're killing, you know, everybody all the time. And that's why they don't do it. I don't believe anybody was supposed to die in 9/11. And something went terribly wrong during the media deception known as 9/11. And I also believe, I might have said this before, maybe not, that Flight 93 that they crashed supposedly in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was supposed to hit Building 7, which is the third building that collapsed on 9/11 into its own footprint. A giant 47-story steel-reinforced building fell into its own footprint at 5:20 p.m. on 9/11. And the BBC and CNN reported that it fell 23 minutes before it fell. And it only had a few small office fires. It wasn't hit by a plane. There was even another building in between it and the towers. And it fell into its own footprint. Funny, across the street from Building 7 is the New York Times, the biggest newspaper in New York. And it has, to this very day, never once mentioned the falling of Building 7. I mean, that tells you right there that the media is involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did read, well, as you just said, stated there, if that plane was supposed to, then the building was earmarked to go down, so they just had to do it anyway, maybe.
They had to. It was part of a blood ritual of the towers, you know. The Masonic towers and Building 7 was the Solomon's building, King Solomon. There's a whole story behind it, but something went wrong with the fakery. They couldn't do it. They couldn't make it look real. So they came up with the hero story, and the plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Everybody talks about the Pentagon, how that was a missile, and the Building 7 fell. How about the smoking gun that people just buy? This is the story. The 757 crashed at such a steep angle into the ground that the ground liquefied, swallowed the plane up magically. It went so deep into the ground, and then the ground hardened up again that they can never recover it. They can't get the bodies, the wings, the luggage, the wheels, the engines. And that's the official story to this very day.
Yeah, which some...
Is that crazy? I mean, if you saw that in a movie, again, you'd ask for your money back. You'd be like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, some people believe it. They still do.
Here's the problem. People can't believe that's the official story because they haven't looked into it. You know, saying, I don't believe that, doesn't make you right. It makes you the fact that you didn't look into it.
Yeah. It's crazy. And like I was saying before, I did read quite a few years ago that on the day or whatever was going on, I don't even know anymore, really, honestly, but the news feeds were all coming from, seemed to be one place, maybe one or two places, in the United States and being fed all over the world to everybody else, because it all seemed exactly identical. There were seemed to make some errors there, but seemed like the... all the news feeds were coming from the exact same place, and they were all just saying the same thing exactly to a T.
Not only that, you know, they were sharing news feeds. There was only four live videos of the plane, second plane hitting the building.
That's right.
And none of them showed the actual plane hitting the building. It all came from the same side, and it hit the far side of the building. So the plane just passed a edge of the building and disappeared behind the building, and nobody, you didn't see anything. The funny thing about it is the famous shot that we all saw, that we're watching the tower burn, the first tower burn, second tower is not hit yet, quotation marks, and we saw the image, and you remember this image of the plane coming in from the right side, hitting the building and coming through the other side, and the huge explosion. We've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
That was filmed by the Chopper 5, the News 5 chopper, but it was shown on all of the networks. Okay, so now all of a sudden, you know, these competing networks on 9/11 and a national tragedy are sharing a feed. All right, that's kind of believable. But funny thing is, the guy that filmed that in Chopper 5, his name was Ty Symington or something like that, and he is the guy that wrote the Avid software program. He and teaches the course. And what that program is, it's a computer program that lets you insert aircraft into live video coverage, into live television.
Wow.
He teaches the course and wrote the software on how to insert aircraft into live video streams. I mean, does it get any more in your face?
Crikey.
He's the one filming it. And then there's a breakdown on my 9/11 no planes. Go down to the bottom and watch The Key. Just watch 10 minutes of The Key, and you will know that what we saw on television was 100% video compositing fakery.
Yeah. It's crazy. So these people, like on the day, down on the street level that were looking up, and they showed you on the news, and they saw those planes hitting as well from their angle looking up to the buildings. So what were these people seeing?
Stop. What did you see? You saw people looking up and you saw planes hitting. Did you see people looking up and seeing planes hitting? No, you didn't see that. You saw a story of horror. And, you know, that's the other thing. When you say no planes to somebody that hasn't looked into this, what about the thousands of people, the million people that were looking up? Everyone was looking up because the other tower was on fire. Everyone would have seen it or wouldn't have seen it and would have reported it. But what you find out when you question people, because I live right outside of Manhattan, and I know lots of people, and I've talked to many people that were there. Not that many people were in lower Manhattan by the time the second plane hit. They were gone. But the ones that were, all of lower Manhattan was evacuated, and the towers are on the very tip. And the plane that supposedly hit on the coming in from the low sides. But one, these giant towers and smoke are blocking anyone's view if they're even 50 yards uptown from the towers. So one, even if you're there, you couldn't have seen it because it's coming from the far side. But let's say there were a few people that did go up, and there were people said they heard an airplane, they turned their heads away to see where this airplane was, and then they turned back and saw an explosion, and then the radio, the television told them that a second plane hit, and they say, I saw the plane hit. But when you talk to them, they say, at best, I heard a plane and I saw an explosion.
Yeah.
But across the river, the Hudson River in New Jersey, which had a perfect view of lower Manhattan, there are people that say, I saw the plane come in and hit the tower. But what they saw was some military plane come in and fly by the tower. And as it flies by the tower explodes. And their eye goes right to that explosion. Now, did their eye just go to the explosion and they didn't watch the airplane? Or did the airplane turn on some sort of camouflage, you know, skin that it has? There's all sorts of technology that makes planes very difficult to see.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a big fireball in front of it.
Yeah, it would get your attention.
Yeah, so nobody saw a plane. You know, there's I've said it before that, you know, there's technology that we have where planes can project a hologram of another plane next to them. And maybe this fighter jet or whatever that flew by was projecting a hologram that melted, because if you look at the videos of the No Planes page on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, you'll see that the plane just melts in to the building like a hologram, like a cartoon. It's impossible physics. You know, but people say, well, it's going over 500 miles an hour. Well, that, again, 500 miles an hour for a 767 flying at less than 1,000 feet is impossible. You would need an engine six times the size to be able to push through the air that thick, and they would rip the wings off. It's impossible for a 767 to fly that fast at that level. So, I don't know. It's insane. It's crazy. And people buy this crap.
Yep, they still buy. I've worked not long ago with grown men who believe the actual official story. And then because when you just start trying to talk to them, or, you know, just start saying, well, what about this and that, they revert to like a childlike behavior. And then they almost start teasing you because they're just scared. They're scared. They don't want to know that people within the government, for example, did this. They don't want to know any of that. It's easier for them that the Arabs did it, and they're going to lock that in for the rest of their life, you know?
People don't like their paradigms shifting. What if I told you that I had some information on Garth? Your dad, Garth, right?
Yeah.
That when you go to sleep at night, he goes out, kills babies, and eats their hearts.
Oh, goodness.
Did you know this? But would you look into it? I have some evidence I would like you to look at.
Would I look into it?
Yeah, it's a four-hour video, though, and you have to watch the whole thing. Okay. Would you watch it? No, you wouldn't. You've already dismissed me. You've already dismissed me because Garth is your father. He's here to protect you. And the government is our parents, and they're here to protect us. And if you tell us otherwise, we're going to shut down and we're not going to look at it, especially if you're right, because that's too painful to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how it works. Garth is going to get a beating on the show for not being here.
Yeah. That's all right. Now, we'll use Garth as a dummy today, for example. An example dummy. Yeah. But it's crazy. I mean, we could just sit here for hours talking about 9/11, which on its face, looking at it on the day that it happened, and most people just taking what they saw and what they were told from the media, and that's it. And it is a rabbit hole, isn't it? You start digging into it, and you've got to be very careful as well.
There's a lot of red herrings, you know.
Yeah, it's
Building
really...
7, the Smoking Gun, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage is out there saying it was controlled demolition and thermite, and he is leading all of the people that think they're awake about 9/11 down a dead end. It's a red herring, you know, and what leads you into that red herring is the video where you see the explosions, looks just like controlled demolition, and Larry Silverstein, the guy that bought the buildings, added the terrorism clause to it, and that was caught on video saying, you know, we decided to pull it at, you know, and then the building collapsed, and pull it is a term they use in controlled demolition. That is another red herring, to have people arguing who blew up the buildings, when the real technology that took down the buildings is directed energy, maybe combined with some other types of explosives, but there's no way explosives. There's a lot of people in the nuke story there, but the nuke story doesn't cover all of the evidence like directed energy and what was going on 9/11. You know that there was a Category 3 hurricane bearing down on New York for 5 days, beeline for New York. It was literally the edges of it were hitting the coast on the morning of 9/11, and they never mentioned it on the news. If it was a Category 1 hurricane, they would have evacuated Lower Manhattan, but they didn't, and they didn't even talk about it, and then the towers fell and the hurricane did a hairpin turn and went out to sea.
I'm
not saying anything about why it was there, how it was there, if somebody made it be there, or how it was involved in the destruction of the towers. I'm saying that they didn't report on it, and that's suspicious in itself.
I'm pretty looking into the Don Fox's nuke theory. I think it's interesting indeed, but it did seem as well like those buildings were being cooked almost with something. It was very bizarre how that happened. Experimental. They could have been definitely using something there to...
The nuke theory is, they had nuked the basement and then it blew it up from the top down because the charge went up the elevator shaft. Doesn't make sense to me. And there's evidence outside of the buildings. Like there's pictures, there's cars and trucks where their engines disappeared. Their engines disappeared. Does that make sense to you? Building 6. You ever hear of Building 6? I have a video on DITRH on YouTube. I believe it's on one of the 9/11 pages also, called Forget Building 7. Building 6 is a smoking gun. Building 6, I think it's 10 stories. Don't quote me on that. Big solid building, nice and fat. The entire center of the building, the outer walls were fine. The center of the building down to the basement disappeared. It's gone.
Mm.
And there's pictures of it. It's gone. I mean, it's gone. I mean, you can't explain that. That's a thing that makes people uncomfortable because they can't put an explanation on it. But we saw towers fall at free fall speed, and we could say, oh, I've seen that a million times, controlled demolition. That's what it was. And that's only because in your wheelhouse of experience, you don't have any other explanation. So you jump on the controlled opposition of controlled demolition.
It's crazy. Yeah. I've heard a saying similar to with the 9/11 truth movement, if you have a functioning bridge that's running and it gets blown up or brought down and doesn't work anymore, and you start a group to start trying to convince people that the bridge is still working, even though it isn't, I guess after a while, people are going to walk past and see a running bridge, because the group's told them that that's what they're supposed to see. It's almost like that. it's like you just get these groups who just tell you that it's this or it's that, and they just keep doing it and doing it until people see it. No, they're not looking for themselves. So there's so many, constant psyops and red herrings, as you said, with 9/11, and so many rabbit holes to go into, and people saying different things, and convincing people to see this and that, and go this direction and that way. It's such an incredible event in history.
Just remember, on all of these events that are orchestrated, even when you hear the piece of leaked evidence, something that doesn't fit, if it comes from the mainstream media, it's done on purpose. You know, the picture of, yeah, it's done on purpose to keep us fighting with each other about stuff that doesn't matter. Am I allowed to swear on here? Because
of course.
I feel like, okay.
Swear away.
Yeah. All right. It's garbage, and people just buy right into it.
I guess they know that a large section of society are going to immediately start questioning this, especially with today's technology and everyone having a phone. That's what you said before. It's amazing. They must do these Sandy Hook or especially the Paris attacks. They must do it maybe, as you said, like before or in private, you know, so people don't know that it's actually going on. But as you said, if someone could find out when these events were taking place and get a drone... because everyone's got these huge phones and tablets walking around now, but they're getting so bold. They're still doing these shootings and these staged things. They don't look like they're going to stop. But as you said, yeah, the media, we're dominated by Rupert Murdoch's media in Australia. 70% of our printed media and stuff he owns, and they're all the same, and people buy it. They're wind on it, from birth till death, and they buy it every day. And every Sunday they buy the big Murdoch papers, and it's just the same mind soup being vomited out of these things. It's just garbage, and so many people keep buying it, and it's just getting so bad. I just can't believe that we're not getting massive amounts of people waking up to this. And with these attacks in France and 9/11 in Australia, we are isolated and being dominated by the Murdoch media, and, you know, only having and these guys also dominating our news channels. They're just showing what to see, what to think, how to react, everything. That it's all manufactured out of this television screen, and it's mind-boggling, really, David. It really is that people aren't stepping back and taking a look at this, you know, and at least asking some questions. But they just believe the media every night, and it's like, come on, man, it's so bad now.
And
the media
is so low. I'm seeing more and more people starting to realize that stuff is not as it is. But just like 9/11 and myself, I am one. I jumped on to Architects and Engineers and 9/11 Truth for several years. I followed them. I preached them. I told people about them. And it actually helped wake a lot of people up, even though it was a lie. And that's what's happening now. There's you got the Alex Jones show. You got the John B. Wells Caravan to Midnight, where they throw out a lot of truth, and then they throw in these red herrings that they don't even know that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, but that's deep stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Talk Network, you've got all these great researchers on. Nobody's controlled. I know they're not controlled because I'm not controlled. But they're not getting the final step. They're caught in the controlled pathway that leads nowhere and doesn't lead to the truth. And the truth is, no one's dying, no one's getting hurt in most of these events, and they're just trying to keep us in fear. And listen, we're going to get on to geoengineering, but I just want to finish one thing. Everyone's saying these shootings are for gun control, gun grabs, and it sure appears to be that way. Just in Connecticut, the governor just passed an executive order saying that if you're on the terrorist watch list, you can't buy a gun. Well, you know how you get on the terrorist watch list, don't you? You disagree with the government, and you're on the watch list.
Yeah.
So, you know, since Sandy Hook here, you guys would know this, gun sales have gone through the roof. I mean, people are arming the crap out of themselves.
Yeah.
And I contend that maybe they really want us to arm the crap out of ourselves, because then they're going to pull the plug. We had a blackout here for about a week last winter or 2 winters ago, and people were almost ready to kill each other for gas, for whatever. I mean, arm the crap out of it. See, they're not allowed to kill us. How about this? Arm the crap out of us. Get us in a level of fear, unhealthy, you know, and then pull the plug, go into the underground bunkers, and give it 2 months. 80% of us will kill the rest of, 80% of us will be dead because we'll all kill each other.
Yeah.
You want to see a zombie? Turn off the food, the electricity, no water, no food, and that mom that runs out of her psychotropic Prozac or whatever else she's on and has hungry kids will grab that gun and will shoot somebody for a sandwich.
I read an article on that about how many Americans are hopped up on drugs and serious
kids on them too, right?
Yeah,
and you can't go off that cold turkey.
There's no pharmacies.
But imagine, I mean, how about everything's working? You can still flush your toilet and wipe your ass and go to the supermarket and get your sushi, but all of a sudden there's no psychotropics and all of these moms are cold turkey off. That would be crazy enough, but now make it so they can't do anything. I mean, forget it. That's a zombie right there.
Yeah, it seems
you can have
maybe that's the zombie movie.
Freaking out. I mean,
that's what they mean.
Take away my hot water. I'm going to be upset.
Of course. No, people snap so quickly. When they start to get hungry, they go quick. When there's no water and stuff, people will panic almost immediately, but being on the psychotropic drugs as well for so long or large sections of their lives and then suddenly not being able to get those drugs, which are horrifically addictive, oh my goodness. Jeez.
Right.
People are going to go berserk. This is like a controlled demolition of the mind, Dave.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Yeah, and to people not awake, this conversation seems absolutely insane.
Well,
insane.
Let's finish up today just on geoengineering. Switchfoot here, because as I said, I'll put your website up. It's a great website. I really hope all our listeners can go over to that deep inside the rabbit hole because of all the information you've got up there on all of this. A lot of people might not be into Sandy Hook and stuff, David, but they might be into other stuff that you've got up there. And just click on those links and it takes you to a massive amount of research and videos, YouTube stuff, all sorts of things there.
Yeah, lots of videos, nice big type, easy to read. It's a simple site. I'm not a web designer, so if you have any critiques, keep them to yourself or send them to Garth. It's easy to follow. And if you're there to see a specific topic, go to that page and research that topic. Don't start clicking from page to page because you'll short circuit.
It looks great. I like it. So, Dave, just in regards to geoengineering, just a quick sort of run through your research on it, because just last Sunday went out in the morning and there was probably four, maybe more planes doing this in the atmosphere above Sydney where I live. It was pretty in your face, and they were even crossing each other. I took photos. I've got them all, like actual big crosses in the sky, and then you could see it sort of just fanning out and spreading out everywhere, that cobwebby look. And a few hours later, about after midday, the sky definitely had this milky film over it. I mean, I've taken silvery white. I'm even taking photos of what Sophia Smallstorm, she told me they looked like sort of knots in a rope as well, that I've taken photos of that. I mean, it's going on, especially in we have what's called the Great Dividing Range, which goes right through Victoria, New South Wales, up to Queensland, and it snows there, and you get a lot of ancient forests and rivers and stuff up there. They seem to be spraying there a lot as well. All over the place, but a lot of people on my Facebook page now are starting to see it because it's getting quite close to their heads, and you know, you've got these streaks right across, and people are starting to, who didn't really look at it before, weren't sure, they're starting to get a little bit spooked. So give us a little bit of a rundown on what they're doing here, and then people of course can go over and have a bit more look at your website there.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that page now, and there's several videos a couple of videos have been removed. That happens now because they're trying to shut down some of this information from getting out. But these are not condensation trails. It's impossible. You know, the deniers will just say it's condensation trails, but you can watch these things turn on and off. You can watch these trails spread out, turn a relatively blue sky into a silvery white sky. It's undeniable that they're spraying. What is questionable is why are they spraying? Who is spraying? You know, is it weather control? Well, you know, it's put enough particulates in the air that are can be controlled with electromagnetic frequencies and these HARP arrays and next what they call NEXRAD radar all over the world. You can move weather systems. It's been proven that you can do that. Other people think that they're trying to poison us, poison the crops. Because there's nanoparticulates of aluminum, barium, strontium. When nanoparticulates of aluminum go into the soil, plants suck it up. And people say, well, you know, the Earth's crust is, you know, 15% aluminum. Well, that's all bonded to other materials and the plants don't touch it. But when it's, 10 microns or smaller, the plants will just suck it up rather than the nutrients and it'll kill the plant. And amazingly, as this geoengineering, over the spraying of our skies has taken place, Monsanto has come out with an aluminum-resistant line of seeds that won't, you know, that can live in this aluminum soil. So they're trying to dominate the world's food supply. You know, they're manipulating the genetics, which is, you know, I believe it says I'm not a religious person. I never was, but I do understand that there is some sort of higher intelligence that designed this place that we live. And it says, if you try to manipulate creation, you're going to hell. And so that is what is going on, and that is going to be the, you know, if everything stopped right now, the Earth, we have enough momentum that we're going to crash and burn either way. The question is, how far is it going to go? But our skies here are white. We don't have blue skies, rarely ever. But we have one day of blue skies, everybody that's kind of waking up goes, oh, look, it's all good now. And then the next day they spray the crap out of the sky. And people look down at their phones. They don't look up at the sky.
They have read on their phones texting, having a coffee at the coffee shops on a Saturday morning. And sprayed over their head. And I'm driving in the car going, what the hell? That's really in your face. That's huge. Because we get really blue skies here in Australia, you know. We get the bluest skies still. And we still get cloudy days. The geoengineering's not that severe here. They seem to have stepped off a little bit, but they some days when
because
they,
Australia doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, mate, we're already
there's only 23 million people there.
We're done.
There's only 23 million people there, and you're on the outer edge anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I saw a video, a very good one, like a military type one on YouTube, talking about military smart dust. They seem to be spraying this little dust, you know, like that can fit many on the end of a pin, and they're spraying it everywhere, and they're calling them motes, and they're saying that they're able to send and receive information, and that people are breathing them in. What do you think about that? Would that have something to do with mind control as well? Maybe if they were able to get in our heads and send and receive information?
Absolutely. There's so many applications of what's going on. The nanotech. I mean, I'm kind of hesitating on what to say here because people don't believe it. I mean, this smart dust is going to track everything.
Everything.
You know, the new Internet Protocol 6 or whatever. They've got enough IP addresses. You know, an IP address is a unique number that'll identify a certain device. For an RFID chip has an IP address. Your computer has an IP address. And they have enough, I forget the exact number, but you can put an IP address on every single grain of sand on the planet. Now, why would they create that number of IP addresses?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And this is a total control grid. You know, within a few years, there's going to be 1,000 times more drones in the sky than there are airplanes. And they're getting us used to this, you know. They're going to have, literally, It could be like the Terminator. They have artificial intelligence. They have drones. They have. You've seen the DARPA things that look like pit bulls or running, you know, bulls that can run and carry weapons. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being chased by one of them through the woods. It's going to catch you. And, you know, forget if it has ammo on it. It probably has some directed energy laser technology on it.
Get away from
forget
that.
Forget it. You will not. And it'll know everything about you. Half the world is already chipped. They don't even know it. And if you're not chipped, you're carrying around your cell phone anyway that's broadcasting what you're saying and showing your location.
Yeah, well, they said about that smart dust, it'll go all through the cities. It'll go everywhere, and it'll work with all the technology. It'll work with what's in your head. It'll work with the cars. It'll work with everything. It'll control the cities, you know, in that grid. I guess, you know, the old cameras everywhere won't be around anymore. You'll have this smart dust, which will be able to send all the information back to this mainframe, you know? And so it's a little bit of a worry there, because you don't have any control over what you're breathing in.
If you really want to freak out about geoengineering, go on my page and go down to the bottom. I think it's on the bottom. And their second video from the bottom is called Morgellons Actually Explained. At Sophia Smallstorm did it's a two-part series. They're both there. The last two videos, and watch what's in these chemtrails and how it's going into our body, and it's literally rewiring our body that they can activate through frequency anytime they want. I mean, we already know, it's already disclosed that they can change people's behaviors with these frequencies. They can, you know, it's like if you're a person that gets a little angry, well, you're going to get really angry when they crank this frequency up. They can enhance negative behaviors. They can swing the type of thinking that you're doing. That was 30 years ago. They were talking about that. Now they can actually flip you on and off and make you do and think and hear stuff that nobody else is noticing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's strange too, because there's a good paper by Clifford Carnicom called The New Biology, and I've read that a bit. I've put it up quite a lot, and they're talking about this Morgellons. They're also talking about this this sort of cultural growth that's in the soil, and they tested just potatoes and all sorts of plants and stuff, and it all had this growth in it, which they don't really know what it is. It doesn't seem to be anything that's been noted before or natural in any way. This is under high magnification, and this growth seems to be everywhere now, and maybe even in all of us. I'll put this link up today so people can have a read at that. But they're calling it a new biology on this planet. And it seems to be coming from those sprays. And, you know, I was thinking as well, David, everyone's arguing about whether or not to be vaccinated. And I was thinking, are they doing that as well? You know, putting these vaccines in the atmosphere, vaccinated by breath, because there was companies in Australia trying to do that years ago. I think it's more for, they were doing it for cattle, where they don't have to go in, you know, because you have huge cattle farms, they can go over and spray vaccinate them. So they're sort of working on those. It's a little bit of a worry, but that Morgellons is very, very strange. And it seems to be connected in the US with genetically modified food. People who eat a lot of GMO food seem to cop the Morgellons disease really badly as well. We don't really have that in Australia much, any GMO, so we don't see it a lot here. But in the US, it seems terrible. It's horrifying.
The paid politicians can't even pass a labeling law here that'll just tell us that there's GMOs. Our government, as you know, is completely bought and paid for, compromised, you know, and they'll do whatever their corporate masters tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of get that little bit here, but when they tried to put some GMO crops in here, I think wheat, it got burned. People will burn it down. We've said we don't want it here, but they do go behind our backs. But we do, of course, have the mix of imported and local ingredients in our foods, and you don't know where the imported's coming from. So all of us are getting this GMO food in us, which is, you know, working on destroying our immune system through our gut lining, changing our good bacteria, changing us from within. And, of course, Mr. Bill Gates' new generation vaccines will just bypass your immune system, so you won't need that anymore. But there seems to be a massive experiment or something going on here, Dave. And to me, honestly, not to scare anybody, but the Earth seems to be being turned into a giant open-air prison, you know, where they can control all of us, you know. It's just nobody knows what's going on and they're not aware of it. It's really worrying, this stuff. And you know, when you're onto this and you walk outside and you see this stuff being sprayed everywhere and no one person's looking up, and pointing and saying, what the hell's that? I mean, it's not a contrail, for God's sake. I've taken photos of an actual plane leaving a condensation trail in the sky and another plane spraying a chemtrail. And the condensation trail was disappearing as the plane went out of sight. You know, and this stuff spreads and goes everywhere and it gets a chewing gum sort of look to it. And it, as you said, it gets that pale color and it covers the sky. And no, everyone's jogging and they're watching what they're eating, they're checking their heart rate and they're jogging up and down the beach and they're going to get their coffee. And it's like, what's going on here? You people, I feel like I'm in the Truman Show.
think about this. Well, we are in the Truman Show. So think about this. We are light beings. We live on light. Light feeds us. It keeps us healthy. It gives us vitamins. It creates everything that we need. Without the sun, which is not a burning ball of hydrogen, we're all dead. We're nothing. When we eat dead food, it does nothing for us. It fills our stomachs and makes us feel okay. But when you eat, you know, alive food, what you're eating is photons. You know, plants have the ability to store photons, and so does DNA. Our DNA feeds on photons, if that's what you want to call them, that's for lack of a better word. And you know, like I have a big garden in the summer, and I have these cucumbers that grow out of this small area, and I get about 10, 15 cucumbers every day all summer long. And at the end of the summer, the dirt is still there. Where did the cucumbers come from? You know, where did they come out of magic? They came out of nothing, and they're literally an arrangement of photons. And when you eat them, that's feeding your DNA. When someone dies, you know, people say you can see the light leave them. You know, when they're not emanating light, you know, the poorer your health is, the less light you emanate. And people can see that if they're open to it, you know, and most people do see it. So light is frequency. You know, there's certain frequencies that change who we are. Like music used to be at 432 hertz, and they changed it to 440 back in the 60s or whatever it was. And the only thing they left is like church music is tuned at 432, and that's a harmonic that resonates with who we are and lifts our spirits. That's why, like, when you go to church, you know, if you go to church, whatever, and you're hearing something tuned in 432, you have this uplifting feeling. But they don't want that, because music will raise your vibration if it's the right kind of music. And then another frequency is light, and the different colors of light affect us. And blue is a very important frequency to our health. And I believe that these chemtrails, this silvering of the sky, is blocking that blue frequency from getting to us. You know, getting back to the stars and the planets, the stars and planets aren't burning balls of hydrogen, aren't big rocks in space. They're energetic, sun-like entities that are much closer than we're told. And their position and to us and movements around us create the world environment that we live in. You know, I laughed at everyone my entire life that believed in astrology, because that's a joke science. Astronomy is the real science. Well, that's the opposite is true. Astronomy is a complete lie. Everything they tell us about it is a joke. You know, we're taught mathematics and geometry. Well, geometry, you know, they teach us the garbage geometry. The real geometry is sacred geometry. And the real mathematics is vortex-based mathematics. Look that up on YouTube. Vortex Mathematics, Randy Powell. Watch one of his videos. Your mind will explode. But they don't want us to know any of this. They want to keep us disconnected with this fake, you know, astronomy, the scientism religion of NASA and Neil deGrasse Tyson. and they want us to believe that we are disconnected and that we need the government to protect us, and we are living in fear, and we are basically our own worst enemy because they're telling us everything that they're doing, and we have the choice to say no, but instead we say nothing, and that is consent, and their karmic slate is clean, and we're the idiots that are just making our own choices and allowing this to continue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, if we allow it, then they're going to do it, aren't they?
and ignoring it is allowing it.
It's crazy.
If someone tells you they're going to do something and you do not respond, you've given them consent.
Exactly. And I heard that about the television as well. When you watch the television, you're consenting. Especially if you're not aware.
You said words are important. You have no idea how words are magic spells, the words that we use. And symbols, we don't even understand. They're even more powerful. But what do we see on the television? Tell, lie, vision, programming.
Yep.
They're programming us with lies. That's what it is. Yep. Tell, lie, vision, programming.
Yep.
Words have amazing powers.
There you go. You just hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly right.
It's unbelievable. Yep, it's unbelievable.
You're being programmed every time you watch it.
And not only are you being programmed with the garbage on it, but the flashing of colors and symbols, and you watch the news, it's a Hollywood production, and it is a Hollywood production. But also the frequency of the television, the flicker rate is set at a rate that puts you into the delta or whatever brain waves where you're susceptible. It basically hypnotizes you. Next time you're watching TV with people are sitting down watching TV, when the commercial comes on, look away from the TV and look at all the people in the room.
Yep.
Watch them. They're hypnotized. They're just they're being programmed. And then after the 4, 5, 6 commercials go on and the television and the show comes back on, stop the television and ask people what they just watched, commercials they watched. And they'll maybe remember one or two of them, but most of the time they won't remember any of them. Sometimes there's commercials that are really quirky and funny. That's different. They'll remember those, but that's even worse. I can't decide whether remembering it or watching it and not remembering it is worse. I can't, which one is worse?
There was a lady who did an amazing experiment. She took photos of children who were before and when watching TV. She took these beautiful photos, close-ups of young children, about 5, 6, watching TV programs, and they are in a zombified sort of, you could see on their faces, the state they were in, like a limbo state.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, but babies will do it as well, and anyone can try it. You can take a child running around the backyard, and then, running around, having a good time, and then just sit them down in front of the TV and watch how fast it happens.
You're a young parent, you got a kid, you're exhausted, the kid's tiring the crap out of you, park them in front of the TV, and you get some time off. You get some time off. You can enjoy yourself. So it's hard to convince people not to do that because we're trapped in a rat race where people are exhausted and, they're forced to put their kids in front of the TV, at their choice, of course, to get a few minutes to be able to do what they need to do around the house.
Yep, I can see why, and it works fast. It's better than any drug. It works immediately.
Let's talk about climate change for a little bit. You've got these climate conferences going on. We've got global warming, even though the trends show that the globe is not warming at all. But all of this, is basically they're trying to tax the air that we breathe.
Yep.
In all of the models, they don't take into any account the geoengineering, which is the cause of what's going on. Yes, the climate shifts a little bit worldwide, globally, over the millenniums or whatever. But right now, the massive cause for what's going on is this geoengineering. Now, people will say, what about the people that are doing it? Well, who knows if there's even people in those planes? Those could be drones. Or the people in it, everything's compartmentalized. They might be told a story like, hey, the world is warming and the methane is going to be released from the Arctic and it's going to be a mass extinction event. If we don't spray this stuff in the air right now, it's going to happen. And if we ask for permission, the environmentalists will stop us, and we'll never get it done. And that's going to be the end of humanity. If you want your family to live, you're going to do this and you're going to, you're a great person, you're saving the world, and we're going to pay you, a lot of money. You're going to do it. You're going to ignore all of the stuff that we're talking about, everyone else is talking about, and you're going to think you're doing good. But and you know what? Maybe they actually believe that they're doing good. Maybe they're actually trying to extend the what's going on the planet. I don't think so. But it's a possibility. I'm not ruling it out. But they're doing it. People are uninformed. It's happening right over our heads, in front of our faces. And you know, we need to know about it, whatever the reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was watching them the other day. They were quite high in the atmosphere spraying, and I was thinking, is there anyone even in there, and where are they going? We need some people to try and find out where they're landing so we can film them or question them. But no one's – we're just – it's just dead end here. You don't hear anything about it, not in the any news or nothing from the government. They you can't find it anywhere. It's just basically when you go out and look up. You know, you can see it being done, but there's just no information on it other than unless you go online.
There's a girl here, she calls herself Madison Moonstar, who is insanely going after this stuff. She calls the EPA, she calls the FAA, she calls all these people. She's gone to a climate conference and spoken, and they just stonewall her. Like, the EPA says, well, that's not really anything. We have no evidence that they're spraying. And she's like, here's the evidence. And like, well, you know, we haven't looked at that evidence, so we don't have any evidence. And we're not going to look because it's not our jurisdiction. What, the Environmental Protection Agency won't look at the spraying of our skies? And they say go to the FAA, and the FAA runs around, and the news media won't cover it. I mean, the runaround is hysterically funny if you have a sense of humor.
It happened in the New Zealand Parliament. A politician stood up in Parliament and wanted them to answer about the chemtrailing in New Zealand, and had all the documented evidence and talked about it, and the whole Parliament laughed at her. They laughed at her like children. Mean, it was just unbelievable.
Groupthink. Even though you believe something, if everyone that if there's a whole group of people that think otherwise, people change their opinions. It happened to me the other day. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a video and everyone was commenting negative on the video. And then I didn't put my comment because I thought something else. I think it might have been about one of the shootings. And because I went with the groupthink, and then I did further research. I'm like, wait a minute. All of these people are wrong. They're just not taking that step and seeing the truth. It's the problem is, learning this new stuff, you're out on the edge by yourself, and people don't like that. It's uncomfortable. You want to go with what the majority are thinking, and that's how they get away with the stuff. Somebody needs to step out, open their mouth, and convince people, because first you sound crazy, then you get attacked, and then they take it as self-evident.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's happening. I think that's starting to happen, but is it too late, though? When it starts to happen, does that mean it's too late? When it starts happening in mass? You know, it's
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy, but at least you know, we just, there's a lot of good people out there on Facebook as well. They just want people to look up and at least question it, because it to me it's just creepy and weird. I mean, it's really in your face now. I can't imagine what it's like for the Americans. I mean, they're copping it badly there.
It's unbelievable. It's here. People are sick. People are sick. And they're like, why am I sick? You know, how come I'm feeling like this? How come I'm down? I mean, we don't have any blue skies. You know, people aren't getting the vitamin D. They're not getting the frequency of light that they need. And they're breathing poison. And they wonder why they're sick.
And there's, I was reading ages ago, there's in certain parts, maybe middleland America, sort of the Bible Belt areas, there seems to be these new infections that people are getting in their chest, you know, in their airways, and the doctors, doctors don't know what it is.
My podcast partner has a sinus infection for almost a month now. He can't get rid of it. You know, he's a holistic guy. He's done it. He's done everything. And then he's even done 3 rounds of antibiotics, and that's not working. And on our podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, somebody convinced him that drinking breast milk would work. So he drank breast milk on our podcast and snorted it up his nose also. And if you go to my YouTube channel, there's a short video on it. It's hysterical. D-I-T-R-H.
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
It would have been great if it did.
Yeah, geez. Breast milk would be popular then.
Christ. I was hoping that he was going to be extracting it live on the air, but it came in a baggie with a girl.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Christ. Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible, though. That's terrible. Yeah, people are coughing all year. Coughing and stuff. Yeah, splattering up. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Asthma, allergies, all that sort of stuff as well on the rise. Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
I get a little cough in my throat sometimes too, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Today was what appeared to be a very foggy day, but this morning I was up early in the dark, and my headlights, I could see all these particles in the air, and my tiny little particles, and that's what I can see. You know, the stuff that's 10 microns and smaller, that shit goes right through your skin, through your blood-brain barrier, through your whole body. You can't even, you know, anything that's 10 microns or smaller, the EPA says is a health hazard because it goes through every barrier that your body has to protect you from toxins.
Yes.
And this stuff is that's the ball and smaller. So it's
yeah, now, it's crazy.
Again, learning all of this stuff is horribly depressing. But get over the depression and become empowered by knowing it. Disconnect yourself from the system and stop participating. Do not live in fear and feed the machine. You know, live in your own power, raise your vibration, and realize that you can make a difference just by not feeding the monster.
Yeah, feeding the machine, all right. Yeah, I suck it up. I mean, I suck up the information, but you know, we have to start looking at it, David, because it's as I said, it's very creepy. And this stuff's worrying, very, very worrying, especially when you start seeing the chemtrails in all the movies as well. I know you're into that, and all the even children's cartoons. And then they're showing you on the news that these foggy sort of days are blue days now, and they're programming people to think that that's normal. So many movies that I've even looked at old movies. Actually, I saw a movie maybe with Clint Eastwood or something on TV once, and I thought it looked like the skies were chemtrailed, and that was a movie from the 80s. But I heard they started doing it in the early 90s, but I've seen it in 80s
they
movies.
They started doing it in the, they started testing it in the 60s.
There you go.
They've also been caught adding it to old movies. They've been adding chemtrails into old movies. They've been remastering
into
them.
Into the background.
Into the background in some movies and cartoons.
God,
they're putting it in. If you look at like, you know, the U.S. Tennis Open here, they have chemtrails in every picture that shows the sky, and that, you know, you could say, well, maybe there was just chemtrails in the sky, that's a possibility, but they're so perfectly placed, they're planning these, they're photoshopping them in.
Fuck me.
And they're programming people, you know, and we're already at the point where people are like, yeah, that's always been that way. No, it hasn't. You know, they've never been that way.
Not at all.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I mean,
no,
you know, never laying on the ground looking at clouds saying, I see a bunny, I see a rabbit, I see a turtle, you know, I see a bong, whatever, you know, looking at clouds. Now, we don't have clouds like that. It's just a big smear of crap in the sky. And you can even see when we have those big fluffy clouds, rarely, and then all of a sudden they start spraying. And when the spray gets to the clouds, boom, the clouds just turns into a big smear. That's not natural. That's not water vapor going into a cloud. That's particulates that are changing the nature of our skies.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I see it all the time now. Actually, more now, that sort of sky you describe. It's just this film, and you can see the blue under there at the top, but it's just this cobwebby film with like almost like squiggles around, and it's horrible. Yeah, it's really just does not look normal at all.
And people say, well, you know, it's not really bothering us. Well, it's not a big deal. They need to be shaken awake. I say to people, would you mind if I snuck into your children's bedroom at night and unloaded a can of Yard Guard, you know, the stuff you spray for mosquitoes, fogged the room out? Would you mind? No, like, of course I would mind. I'm like, well, that's what they're doing to us. They're spraying this stuff on top of us that is detrimental poison. That stuff goes to your brain, causes dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer. I mean, everything. And then the combined toxicity of these things is off the charts. Like, you know, the mercury that's in a vaccine, you know, I forget the exact numbers, but they took, have you heard of the rat experiment where they gave them mercury and they gave them different toxins? So they gave 100 rats a certain amount of mercury, and only like one of the rats died. They were fine. And then they gave another 100 rats a certain amount of what was the other chemical? I forget it all off the top of my head, but they gave him something else, and maybe one of those rats died. But then they gave another 100 rats, both of them together, and all of the rats died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With thimerosal or something.
Yeah, I forget. There's been a numerous experiments, but it's the combined toxicity of these things.
Exactly.
That so they get us, you know, in our food, the GMOs, the glyphosate, you know, wheat. I try not to eat wheat anymore. What farmers are taught to do is wheat, besides using GMO wheat, and it's not even the wheat that we used to have, just before harvest, they spray glyphosate on it, which is the most deadliest chemical, which kills the weeds just before harvesting. So it's not as hard on their combines, and they'll be dead already, and it's easier to harvest them. And then we're eating that crap.
It's
unreal. And then that's going into the air, too, and we're breathing it, and the chemtrails in the air, and the vaccines that absolutely have helped nobody ever in any way, shape, or form. The vaccines have never helped anybody. But, well, what about polio? They introduced the vaccine. They changed the name of the diagnosis, and vaccine went away.
Exactly.
Anyone that has those symptoms is now viral meningitis. It's no longer called polio. Boom, polio's gone. Vaccine's a miracle.
That's right. Yeah, and this modern wheat, I wouldn't even call it wheat anymore, it dumbs you down as well, zombifies you, and it's more addictive than cigarettes. And it destroys every part of your body, it gives you all the cavities in your teeth. I could go on all day, but also it's one of the most highest mucus-forming foods as well, being a grain. It produces a lot of mucus in your body, and when people do come down with the flu and these influenza, their bodies are just filled with this pus, you know, because of all the wheat they're eating.
Right. And then at the end of the day, after you're done being poisoned, make sure you brush your teeth with fluoride before you go to bed. Your pineal gland can't connect to your true spirit.
Yeah, well, that's the fluoride also is freezing our pineal gland, isn't it? Our spiritual antenna, freezing it over. It's frightening.
Calcifying it, yep.
Yeah, calcifying all of that. It's unbelievable. And just quickly here from a paper I saved on Morgellons, just to scare people a little bit more, it's saying, as it appears, that we are dealing with an organism that transcends the structural existence that has been defined for life itself. The Morgellons condition appears, by the best information and analysis to date, to be an orchestrated synthesis that crosses the lines of the three established domains of life on this planet. So, they're basically saying that they don't really even know what it is, and this is the stuff that's coming from the chem spraying that's going into our food, into our crops, into our bodies, everywhere, that's landing on us, that's going all over the place. They're saying that this is not of this earth, really, that they don't actually know what it is yet. They're trying to get the DNA of it, but they haven't really come out and said exactly what it is yet. Being able to explain this, what this is, that's in our soil and in our earth now, that's changed everything. But as you said, yeah, with this Monsanto, that their GMO crops may be the only thing that will grow soon, you know, and you'll have to have it. You won't be able to grow anything in a soil that's full of these toxic heavy metals.
The GMO corn, which is almost in everything, they've engineered it so it produces a pesticide itself inside of the kernel. So if a bug bites into it, the bug's stomach explodes. Okay, and then supposedly that will die off before it makes it to our dinner plate. And that's crap, because that same genetics is going into us. It's changing the bacteria, the digestive enzymes in our intestines into pesticides, because it's replicating them. And that's where all of these people and children are coming down with leaky gut syndrome and irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. It's all because of these GMOs. Which is the bane of our existence. It's probably the largest threat to our survival going on the plane we live on.
Yeah, when they're mucking around with that, you know, and when you look at the bees, David, as well, that's horrifying. You know, when these bees, you start getting these massive die-offs, and they start messing around with the food chain and the sort of, you know, the biology and the makeup of the earth, you know, and doing this, it's, you know, I can only see catastrophe coming. Maybe, you know, we're all just going to get wiped out, you know, but it seems like we get wiped out and start again, and this happens again. They just keep coming back, you know. It's unbelievable why the hell they just won't leave everything alone. You know, leave us alone. Leave the planet alone and get the hell off the planet. Go away. I'm just sick of these people. Absolutely sick of them. How dare they, spray
how
us
dare
and
they?
Fuck around with our food, Who do they think they are? And we've got no say in it. I mean, we're breathing it in. So if you look after yourself, or you try to look after yourself, what defense do you have when you walk outside and you're breathing that stuff in?
So here, let me take the naysayer side to all of this, because this is horrifying and it rocks my perception of reality, and I don't like what you're saying. If they're spraying our skies, wouldn't they be spraying themselves?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, so what the hell's wrong? Are these people insane? Or do they
my
have,
answer,
do they have
my
something?
My answer
maybe?
Is they do. I believe that they have I know that they have blood chelating, very expensive, the normal person can't afford it, where they can cleanse their blood. They also have other technologies, frequency technologies and stuff that can deactivate, clean your bodies from these toxins. And the president doesn't eat GMOs. They eat all organic. The cafeteria at Monsanto is organic.
Of course, the royals, British royals, all of them. They don't eat it.
Yeah. They know better. It's insane to eat that stuff. And then also, the thing is, there is no such thing as organic anyway, because unless you're growing it in an underground bunker and filtering your water, it's filled with all this crap anyway.
They're spraying, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. it's staggering. And now we've got our government in Australia, through Rupert Murdoch, who's up to his eyeballs with big pharmaceutical companies and the rest of the big drug company boys, forcing vaccinations onto Australian people that don't want it. Bringing in all these new draconian vaccination laws in this country, which seem to be escalating, it's happening in America, California, of course, and we're looking at this flu shots that they seem to want to get into everybody. What makes me wonder what's in those? But I think it's going to get to the point, or it seems to be getting closer to nurses and general jobs where you have to be vaccinated, at least with a flu shot. But it could be to get a license to travel now.
Sort
of going into this sort of territory. They're taking away welfare benefits in Australia for people who don't vaccinate. So in Australia, basically, when you have children that go to daycare centres and things like that, you get rebates at the end of the year to help the parents out, because it's quite expensive. They've just lost all of that. With this, so if you don't vaccinate it as of January the 1st, I think it is, you lose all your payments, and it seems to be, as I said, escalating from there. So there's a lot of people in Australia who are fighting back now. I think it's going to sort of boil over, actually. It's sort of getting nasty, Dave, and the government aren't backing off. But they've just decided in 2015 that unvaccinated children are a threat to Australian society and that they're spreading disease everywhere, when it's an absolute con. And now we have, like in the United States, a pertussis epidemic with the CDC, World Health Organization. I've got massive papers, PDFs, where they're all admitting the pertussis vaccine as well as the flu shots failed, and that people who get the pertussis vaccine actually become reservoirs of it and carry it around and spread it to babies and other people, but they don't know they're spreading it. They carry a weaponized version of it, mostly in the back of their throats. So all these kids are spreading pertussis all over the place here, and they're blaming unvaccinated families and their kids and treating them like terrorists and lepers. They were actually called terrorists and baby killers in the Murdoch newspapers. It's got that bad. And so I started a Facebook page called Pro-Vax Lies, cutting through the pro-vax propaganda. I've already befriended you, Dave, on your Facebook page, but people can go on there and I've put a wealth of info up, have a look at the poison needle, have a look at all the measles outbreaks traced to fully vaccinated people for the first time, all mainstream media stuff, measles transmitted by the vaccinated, government research confirms, studies show vaccinated individuals are spreading diseases, whooping cough vaccine doesn't fail, GlaxoSmithKline admits it and said we never bothered to check, whooping cough may spread through vaccinated populations. The vaccines cause the outbreaks, Dave, and no one gets it. No one gets
it. I hope you're not planning on flying anywhere, because you're a terrorist.
I know. Yeah, well, the Rupert Murdoch media came out and called families who don't want to vaccinate terrorists, and their kids are completely healthy and vaccinated kids. They got runny nose and infections all year with this pale complexion, and these people are actually saying, Dave, just to finish up here, keep your unvaccinated kids away from my vaccinated kids. That's
thank
what
God they're saying that. You should. You want to protect your unvaccinated kids from those disease-carrying monsters.
Exactly, but this is what they're like parrots, and they're repeating the propaganda from the Murdoch media. But if your kids are vaccinated, what do you got to worry about? They don't have much faith in them.
I have a young friend that has a two-year-old, and they're homeschooling him, which is exhausting. And they're no vaccines. Kids never had a vaccine. Kids 2 years old, amazing. Smartest, brightest side kid, coordinated, nice. It just unbelievable. You could see the spark in this kid's eyes. And then I have other friends that are fully vaccinating their kids. And these kids that are even older can't even walk yet. It's unreal, and the parents don't see it. And I've actually seen the change in these kids before. You know, like they're going to get their vaccines, and then I've seen the kid, you know, get sick and then degrade, and the parents don't see it.
Nope, they don't see it. I see them all the time. Yeah, they get taken home as well. They must get the hepatitis B vaccine. They get taken unhealthy, and then they collapse. Something happens.
Yeah, the kids definitely should get the hepatitis B vaccine because they might be having sex with prostitutes or doing intravenous drugs in an alleyway because, you know, they need to be protected from that.
Can you believe they're giving that to newborn babies? I mean, it is staggering, man, and there's so much damage being caused by that. It's horrifying.
And now they're trying to force the HPV vaccine onto boys because they're running out of girls, you know.
Yeah, that came from Australia.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that was really great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. They had a flu vaccine in Australia that was brain-damaging kids and sending kids vomiting and thrashing their head back and forth and having seizures on the floor. And then the government said they were going to ban it for toddlers, and then they said they'll ban it only for kids under five, and now it's still being used. And there was a little girl brain damaged from it. I've got tons of stuff on our sites on that. All these brain-damaged kids all around the world just from the flu shot alone. And they're still pushing it. And the CDC has even admitted it's failed. It doesn't work. The CDC admitted last year's and this year's flu shot didn't work. And now there's stuff coming out from the UK, The Guardian, that they're blaming the flu shot now for the massive increase in flu deaths among elderly people over there in the UK with their winter. And they're blaming the flu shot. And people are attacking us, citizens, saying, keep your unvaccinated kids away from mine because they're reading the Murdoch slop in the papers, and they're recycling it, and it's staggering how bad it is here. We're just trying to get people to wake up, Dave, and get on side because we're running out of time, and we don't want forced vaccinations for anybody here. And the thing is, an important thing, Dave, to understand here as well that I can't keep trying to tell people is that they're not forcing you. They're not actually coming into your house and holding you down on the rug and vaccinating you, but they're making life so bloody hard that vaccines are becoming unavoidable. Right. For most families.
You can't go to certain places. You can't work for certain companies.
Yeah.
You can't get social welfare programs, you know, for those people. And they're literally killing us with vaccines.
It's easier just to get vaccinated, Dave, and get a good job and get your payments and that, you know?
And then 10, 20 years later, you get cancer and die, and it's from the vaccine, but you can never prove it. And even if you could prove it, they're completely covered where you can't, you know, you can't sue them.
It's unbelievable. And I heard it's pretty strong evidence that the swine flu vaccine was microchipped. And there has been evidence come out that some of these vaccines have nanoparticulates in them. So when you look at that and what we talked about with the moats, and, you know, a nanoparticulate can very well be a microchip, which they're doing with medicine now, where the elderly people can have their microchips and the pills and the doctors can monitor their health, you know, and know what they're taking and what's going on inside them. So this is old news. Nanotechnology is very old news now. So whatever they're doing now, and we don't know, Dave, if they are in the vaccines. That's the thing. So if you get vaccinated, you could very well be taking a microchip as well. I'm not sure about that. I'm not trying to, spread fear or anything. I'm just saying, I don't know we don't really know what's in them. That's all. And it seems that these pertussis vaccines are spreading like a wildfire, among these children and adults, and they're carrying it for life, which is just really creepy. And I don't know the sort of technology going into them. And we have, what we know, Dave, 400 new experimental, new generation genetically modified vaccines coming on the market as well. 400. That's just what we know of. And there are a lot of behavioral vaccines as well. to sort of manage your behavior, to take your mind off the fact that you're actually getting sick and dying. You're going to learn to like it, I guess, with Bill Gates' new vaccines. But obviously with 400 new vaccines in the pipeline, they don't want the herd to get too spooked, because they need to sell these things. It's big money for them. So, you know, people need to wake up to this, Dave. That's why we stick with the Americans a bit. They're copying it in California the same as we are here in Australia. So we need to sort of join up with them, and they're fighting it big time. It's, you know, it's getting down to the wire here, and I don't think people have much time to call people anti-vaxxers and all this stuff. It's just nonsense. You know, we need to retain our rights, Dave, in regards to this. And, you know, keep those needles away from you like grim death. Jump out a window if you have to.
And that's another one, you know, right up there with the flat earth. You talk, you know, don't take my vaccines away. They're protecting me, you know, vaccines. God. And it's just garbage. It's just complete and total hypnotic, indoctrinated garbage.
It is. And just before we go, I'll send you a good YouTube clip on that, Dave, as well. So they really tear it apart in about 3 minutes. It's really good. They show you that vaccines did nothing in history to get rid of all the diseases, that it was hygiene and water and all this sort of stuff. But it's a good video. But, yeah, unfortunately, Dave, people are buying into it with the media. You know, it's very glossy and, you know, it looks good every night at 6 p.m. And, you know, they trust their news anchors. That's a big thing for people. They sit down and watch the same news anchor for 10 years. With the hairdo and the head angles and the movements and the hand movements and the way they talk and the tone of their voice, and it sucks them in, you know. And it's, it really is a mind war.
It's absolutely
okay, Dave. What do we plug out now? And I'd like to get you back again in the new year sometime, maybe when you have a.
Yeah,
just keep covering things, I guess, you know?
Yeah, there's so much going on. We can talk about the massive school shootings that'll happen in the coming weeks.
More coming,
we
can, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You think they're going to go for a gun
grab? Or the mall shootings.
Do you think they're going to go for a gun grab in the U.S.?
They already did in Connecticut. Governor Malloy, the criminal behind Sandy Hook, he just did a if you're on the terrorist watch list, you can't buy a gun. He just did that executive order yesterday.
I'm wondering about the backlash of the American
people. You know what? Won't work. You can't take our guns away. But the thing is, they want chaos. They want chaos because then they can have martial law. I think that all of this is to arm the crap out of people and to have the people rise up, because once they rise up, the elite can disappear into their bunkers. Yeah, so listen to this. Here's an interesting thing I've been researching. Like 80% of all of the cement made is unaccounted for. It's unaccounted for. There's no building. You know, they tied in all the building permits and everything, and 80% of the cement is gone. It's missing.
They got cities under there, man. They got their own private condos under there with swimming pools and luxury apartments and their own air and gardens, everything, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's all going underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So if you want to, I'll give the plug. Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole has links to everything I'm going to talk about. You have all the stuff we talked about. Just check out one of the pages there. Take the time. Turn off your TV. Watch it with the family. Get some non-GMO popcorn and enjoy. I mean, wake up, because there's no time left. The people that are not going to fare well are the people that have no idea what is coming. And it is coming, and it's coming fast. So, that's not to keep you in fear. That's to empower you. Get your affairs in order and be prepared so you can thrive and survive through what is coming up and understand what is actually happening. Check me out on talknetwork.com. Truth is stranger than lies. We talk a lot of flat earth and other stuff. You can download the archives or listen live. Just check it out there. My YouTube is DITRH, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. If you want to learn about Sandy Hook 9/11 in Boston, Exposing the Big Three on Facebook, or Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole is our other page, or Baller Skeptic, one of my favorites. To find out the true nature of the world that we live in. And if you think it's crazy, it's only because you haven't looked. That's my thing I say about 9/11 and Sandy Hook and Boston. If you think those are real, there's only one reason, and it's because you haven't looked.
Yes. Are you living on a round ball earth?
You're not.
Are you really? What is it?
You're not. You're not. You think you're not. And I know that sounds crazy, but I challenge anybody. I have a 1,000 worthless American fiat dollars for somebody that can provide me with one proof the earth is a ball. And if it's a ball, you should be able to provide me with 100. Just one.
There you go. That's good. Okay. That's putting your money where your mouth is, Dave, and putting out a challenge. We've done that before.
Yep.
So that's if people can. I mean, yeah, exactly. No, the whole moon landing thing is just this ridiculous. All that is.
And watch out for this Kubrick disclosure film. It's totally fake. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, so that's coming out. They got that Matt Damon one. Was it Mars? Mars?
Yeah, did you see the Kubrick, the Kubrick confession?
Yeah, I just saw this morning something about that.
Supposedly he said he did an interview and he said, after I die, you have to wait 15 years before you release it, and that's next month. And he released part of it, and it's complete garbage. It's not him. It's computer graphics, just like the Obama speech was the other day. It wasn't him. It was computer graphics.
And
that's all another thing.
They're desperate trying to keep their little shaky house of cards from falling down around their ears, aren't they? You know,
yeah.
And they're just becoming really pathetic,
to
be honest. So, you know, I don't think they can. How long can they hold the lie up, Dave? You know, that's
right.
The thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's really good to do shows like this with you because sometimes we just do the one topic or one subject, but we can go through so many things and get that information out so fast for people to digest. So great job.
Thank you. And we're going to wrap it up.
You're on Facebook as well, aren't you? Facebook page.
I am, I have a personal Facebook page, and that's kind of for my sleeping friends and family. If you really want to contact me, join my other pages because those are the ones I'm on. I'm rarely on my Facebook page.
No, I meant the Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole Facebook page.
There's three pages, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, Exposing the Big Three, which is 9/11 Sandy Hook in Boston, and Ball Earth Skeptic. Those are my three pages. Like those pages, and you that's the same as friending me.
Yeah, no, you've got to create a personal page, but then you create all your website pages. That's the way Facebook do it. So, yeah, okay, that's fine. I'll put all that, and I've befriended those. So I'll link those up as well. So anything else? Is that all for today?
That is it. It is Friday night here, and I'm going to go drink some tequila and forget everything I just told you.
So you must be under snow now.
No, it's 60 friggin' degrees Fahrenheit here. I was wearing a T-shirt today.
Oh, shit. I thought it'd be like snowing and you're around New York.
It should be.
Oh, wow.
But we're having an amazing warm spell because there's a blanket keeping the heat in over us.
Oh, so no turtlenecks and eggnog and Chevy Chase movies?
Not yet, no.
Just like us, I'm in thongs, so it's yeah, we get the heat. But I was always a bit jealous of the Americans' Christmas. You get a nice snowy Christmas, you know, the real Christmas, not dreadful heat.
We women wear thongs here. When you say thongs, I get a different image of them.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should say flip-flops.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, thongs. We have thongs here as well. Yes. Okay, the other thongs. Yep. All right, Dave. We'll plug out of the matrix.
Good luck, yes. go ahead.
And
I will talk to you soon and keep an eye on Garth.
We will. He'll be on again with us soon. We'll have a good Christmas and have a good one and have a few drinks. And yeah, you're right. You need to wind down, have a few drinks and forget everything, don't you, each day? Because we put a lot of effort and work into what we do. And you need to wind down, have a little bit of a chill out, have a couple of drinks because it gets to you a little bit. But we can catch up in the new year and do a few more podcasts and just keep poring over what's happening then. Okay.
All right. Excellent. Thanks. Have a good good holiday.
And I'll send this link through to you soon, Dave. I'll just put it on your Skype message. Is that all right?
You can do that. That's awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Thanks to David there. DeepInsideTheRabbitHole.com is his page, and I'll put those links up with the podcast show today. Hope our listeners enjoyed that. Gus a bit busy at the moment. She'll be back soon, and hopefully we'll be back next week. thanks for listening. Go to the Kraz, go to krazfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z.com. Listen to this and have a look at all the news links going up.